2018 was a huge year for the burgeoning electric scooter industry. One company behind the scooters, Lime, says it's now in 130 markets around the world and that users took 26 million rides this year. The industry has caused some disruptions, including for drivers. Over the summer, we met up with Paul Christian, a 30-year-old Uber and Lyft driver in Austin, Texas, and asked him about the scooter craze.
They're kind of cool, I guess, but at the same time, I see a lot of people doing some unsafe driving habits when they're on those scooters, like going the wrong way on one-way streets, running through stop signs, red lights, and I'm just kind of worried that someone might have an accident later, especially because I see them a lot downtown, and that's where people are drinking, and I just don't know if alcohol and scooters is a good combination.
Well, Paul Christian joins us again, and Paul, are people getting the hang of them? Are they driving a little safer on the scooters?
Well, not necessarily. You know, I hear a lot of people that have just done it for the first time, and they're saying that they basically started out on top of the scooter and ended up underneath the scooter.
Huh. Why?
Just, you know, maybe they don't have the kind of driving skills of scooters to do it safely, but, you know, they just ended up in the grass for some reason.
Have you ridden one?
I still have not ridden a scooter.
What do you think of them at this point? I mean, do you think that they've been good or bad for transportation there in Austin?
You know, overall, I think it's a good thing. You know, anything that takes cars off the road and, you know, is just like a green way of getting around, I'm in favor of. And I know that Austin's doing a pilot program right now where they're testing out getting some of those scooters out on some hike and bike trails. I think it's going to go for like 9 months, and they're going to see how it ends up, how many incidents there are, talk to the public, and just see if they're going to make it permanent.
Now, meanwhile, when we talked to you, you mentioned that you are firmly in the gig economy as somebody who drives for these new companies, Uber
yes,
and
sir.
Lyft. So how does that feel right now? Are you able to make enough money to do what you want to do?
You know, sometimes it's tough, you know, because I don't have a steady paycheck. I just get my money from the gigs, you know, so sometimes I'm left a little bit strapped towards the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. And you also do a little real estate on the side. Are you still doing that?
Yes, sir.
And what's the market look like right now?
It's poised to get just even better because I think Apple just announced that they're going to open up a new campus in the area.
Right,
so that's
right.
Going to make the property values just kind of go crazy. The only thing I'm worried about is the people that maybe can't afford the housing market out here getting squeezed even more.
Are you still planning to pursue a career in acting in Los Angeles?
Yes, sir.
When's that happening?
Hopefully in May of this year. That's kind of the artificial date that I've set for myself.
So we're just a few days away from the new year, Paul. What's your resolution for 2019?
Less social media when I wake up.
Really? Why?
Because, you know, you get into arguments on social media and it just kind of takes up your day and there's just a lot more productive things that you could be doing. Maybe I could be writing a blog about the things that are happening in this world instead of arguing with a stranger on Twitter about it.
Yeah, and you're still on Facebook?
I'm still on Facebook, Twitter.
You haven't been scared away by all the privacy scandals yet?
You know, I really got upset about that, but at the same time, I find a lot of like acting gigs on Facebook, so I can't completely pull away.
Yeah.
And I just like the memes.
All right. Well, we will link people to at least your YouTube page where they can maybe give you a job in Hollywood at hereandnow.org. Paul Christian in Austin, Texas. Paul, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.